At least let me buy you a drink.
Yeah, sure.
This video is more for younger viewers of the channel. Sometimes I get people asking, Riyab, I just feel like dropping out of school to lay down and rot. And I always tell them straight up, bro, like, that would be the worst thing you can do. I am telling you this now, you would be doing yourself a major disservice if you do that. To young viewers watching this, stay on track, man. Looks maxing and getting into a career are not mutually exclusive, bro. Not to mention the latter, you know, getting into a career is gonna help you with looks maxing as well. It is gonna make it a lot more accessible. And I say this because people really underestimate how easy it is to spiral out of control, how fast you can go down that rabbit hole before you realize that you are far too gone. Once you drop out of high school and resort to alcohol, trash food with enabler parents that ain't helping you, it is really easy to find yourself in a situation that is not so easy to get out of. Each passing year, it is gonna get harder to come back from this. That is why I tell those young guys, keep your head down and graduate at the very least. You got what, 1 year, 2 years left? At least go graduate, bro. Then you can go learn some trade. You know, some of you really misunderstand that meme. You know, that meme of rip dude in front of a house saying, okay, now it is time to have the experiences that I was supposed to have. We use that meme in the context of money cannot buy you your youth, your prime. It is correct in that sense, but it was not supposed to mean that there are not any worse fates than that. A possible alternative would be being bald, being out of shape, without a house, without a car, and still lonely. If you ain't got the looks, if you are not genetically gifted, the alternative ain't living a carefree, bohemian life to the fullest, but being even more depressed. And it is really easy to resort to alcohol, binge eating, drugs, and go off the rails. Easier than people think. And this is why I decided to make this video actually, because there are valuable lessons in He Then Succeeds' recent situation. Guys, it is really easy to slip into that state if you don't do anything. If you resort to binge eating, drinking, those kind of, you know, harmful cops. Especially if you have enabler parents like he does. Parents that think that they are doing you a favor when they are just harming you. He Then Succeeds' recent situation serves as a cautionary tale in that sense. Majority of you won't know who he is. Most casual viewers won't know about him, so He Then Succeeds was a YouTuber who would talk about looks and rejection years ago, before all this look stuff went mainstream. This was back in 2017. He's one of the OGs, but ain't known by the average viewer.
You know, the final chapter has been written, the book has been closed, sealed, and sent out. It's done. There's nothing you can do to revise it, to save it. It's over.
Because they're at work. You understand? Because they're being nice because they're at work.
Okay. Let me ask you this. If this was her trying to mess with me, though.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I ordered a pumpkin pie and an apple pie.
Mm-hmm.
And she's handing them to me. She reaches over, and she's like, you know, be careful. The pies are hot. And she's like, give me a big old smile.
Yo, wait.
So it was, people saying that, oh, it never began, so how can you say it was over? No, it did begin. You did have that fire one time in your life.
So lately, he has been on a downward spiral. He isn't making much content anymore, but recently he has made a couple live streams. And you can tell, mentally he's checked out. He's at odds with his dad, struggling with alcohol. I mean, watching the last stream was tough, honestly. That's what awaits a lot of people. If they don't get their shit together when they are still young, when they still can. He gets drunk on a Friday morning at 6, 7 a.m. His father catches him drinking again, kicks him out, making him homeless, then goes to a McDonald's, passes out there, you know, gets kicked out, fights the staff when they try to kick him out, and ends up getting arrested for driving under influence. It was tough, man.
And you step out the vehicle and we're gonna come to the front of my car right here.
Why?
Because I'm asking you to.
You want
to
kill me?
Do I want to kill you? No.
Shoot my monkey ass.
Why would I do that?
Shoot my monkey ass.
What's your name?
Let me drive off.
No. Hey.
Let me drive off.
Stop.
I really do hope he gets the help he needs, because sure as hell he ain't getting it from his boomer parents. But this is the situation Hidden Succeed is in right now. It is a 4-hour long stream, so I will just show you the relevant parts.
I am a spirit, I'm a soul who is lost. This realm is I'm done, I'm cooked. You won! You won! 2 to 3 years ago, I was shitting on everyone. 2 to 3 years ago, I was shitting on everybody. But presently, currently.
He starts the stream already wasted, looking mentally checked out. And guys, remember, this is a Friday morning. Friday morning, bro. I'm not even gonna show the majority of these parts because he's just rambling. Loses his train of thought often. It is sad, man. It is sad to see him in this case, in this situation, because back in 2017, I used to watch his videos. Him, you know, Oreo Man, Kent. Breaks my heart to see one of the OGs like this. But what are you gonna do? When you gaze into the abyss for too long, the abyss gazes right back at you.
Hey, I'm just a lost spirit right now. I'm just a lost spirit looking for some drink. You understand?
Yeah.
But I don't know if you understand. You got some, you're doing your job. God bless, man, and keep your spiritual energy high.
I'm gonna do my best.
Keep your spiritual energy high.
He is smart enough to know that he's basically harassing the dude at this point. Like, if he showed them this clip the next day, he would be like, dude, what am I doing? 6 a.m. in the morning, harassing the gas station worker, talking about karmic karma and spirituality. The dude just wants him gone. But doesn't want to say, dude, you are wasted. Just get out of my store. Since he doesn't say that, he just keeps talking about this conventional reality over and over again for 20 minutes straight.
Everybody around you, the system built in place, the conventional reality is going to hurt you.
It's everything.
You understand?
Yeah, I guess.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah, I think.
Well, Aaron, right?
Yes, sir.
Both of you live in a conventional reality. Hello. Both of you live in a conventional reality. Mm-hmm. To hear this ancient knowledge that I'm about to tell you. I'm going to tell you some ancient knowledge. I'm an ancient spirit, Aaron, that I've lived many lifetimes. My soul is ancient. I've lived many lifetimes in this physical realm. But I'm going to tell you something, Aaron. You live a conventional reality.
Wow, such an ancient knowledge. Such a concept that nobody even heard about before. And I love how the poor Aaron is just shaking his head. Yeah. He just wants Heats to get out. Yo, no cap. Aaron has some insane patience, guys. Patience of the saints. The dude must need that job bad. Because I would be like, dude, it is 6 a.m. in the morning. I am not doing this.
What's your name, man? There's a layer of reality that exists that's beyond your conventional reality of you working your job and you get paid. And that's called the spiritual realm. You are watching the self-destruction unfold right now. I love you, baby.
You know, I will say this. I could have been in this very situation myself if I hadn't put a stop to it when I was living alone in my college years. I had started drinking, but I was luckier than Heat in this regard. There was another stream a couple nights before where he was getting into it with his dad. I blame his parents for the situation he is in. You never let your son get to that point. Never.
You know, can you tell you something? So, you live a regular life, right, sweetheart?
I would think so.
Why do you live a regular life? What led you to living this regular life? I just want to tell you, I don't want to intrude on you.
You're asking me very philosophical questions.
Damn right. Just give me a, do you want me to answer it or you don't have to answer it? But I just want to let you know there's a spiritual realm that exists. There's a spiritual realm that exists. And keep going. Keep going. Go back to your conventional life. There's a spiritual realm. What, you're mad at me?
I just want you to be nice to my people.
I was being that. Was I being rude to her?
Well, I don't know. You're being aggressive.
Am I being, is my energy intrusive?
A little bit.
So you read my energy is bad?
Yes.
How did you read my energy is bad?
Because you were making her uncomfortable.
Was she really uncomfortable?
Yes, she was.
So you could read her energy better than you could read mine?
You
can leave me alone. Or can I shop? So can you at least tell me where the beer is at?
Yeah, what time can we buy beer? 7:00.
Can I buy right now?
No, it's 6:44.
Here he goes to a grocery store nearby to buy more booze. At 6 a.m. on a Friday morning. He's talking to random people about the same stuff. Spiritual realm, conventional reality, and all that stuff.
Go ahead, how you doing?
Are you a vendor?
Yeah.
Hey man, how's this job? Is it easy? Because they offered me a job. I didn't get hired, man. They didn't want to hire my monkey ass.
No.
You know, that's crazy. They didn't want to hire me. Yeah. Hey, how did you get hired? Well, you're good. They hired you, but they didn't hire me because I applied for this job that you're working right now, but they didn't hire me, man.
I wonder why they didn't want to hire Heat. Such a questionable managerial decision right there.
Who get the job?
I had a buddy that was already in there.
So you had a buddy?
Yeah.
Man, you're a monster, bro, because you got in. But see, I was one of the guys that they flushed down the toilet. So they have a bunch of applications that come in.
Oh, yeah.
They flushed my application down the toilet. But they actually put your application, they ran it through,
right.
And they put you on the job, so you making money off this shit, right?
Thankful, yeah.
Yeah, take care, bro.
Flush the application down the toilet. Brutal, bro. I know he was working some jobs before. If I remember correctly, he was working at a restaurant or something. But I don't know, I can't remember. What is his background? This is why you try to go for a career, a trade, or a useful degree. Because that kind of hustle jobs are gonna wear you out, man. Honestly, this stuff out there. I get these career questions a lot. It is a tough market out there for people like Heat. If you don't have an in-demand technical know-how or an already built-up clientele, it is going to be tough to get started, especially at age 35. At that point, you are going to face ageism as well. Ageism is very real, guys. Very real. You can explain maybe 2-3 years of gap, but the longer this period gets, you are going to face ageism as well. This is another reason why this video is aimed at younger viewers. Heat doesn't have much maneuver room anymore. Like, what advice I am going to give to him that is going to change his life? I don't know. I don't have the answers what he should do career-wise. Sometimes you are just late. It really makes me sad, man. This is why I often say in my videos, don't be late. Lost time is never found again. And I think he feels this too. He was saying that during the argument he had with his dad.
So what time can I buy some beer?
7:01.
Alright. I make you feel uncomfortable?
They
told me I made you feel uncomfortable, sweetheart. You gotta realize, man, my life has no more meaning at this point in time. I've lost everything. I've lost everything. So you understand about the spiritual realm?
Yeah.
What do you know?
Raised.
What do you know about the spiritual realm?
What do I know?
You're a man, so you are not automatically connected to God.
Okay.
Women are automatically connected to God. Women are automatically connected to God. Men, we are not automatically connected to God. If we want to connect to God, we have to.
This is why it is hard for me to do this with dudes like it, because what do you even say to him at this point? I mean, he's already coping with religion. He's already a God guy. So you can't even say, find God and work a minimum wage for the rest of your life. What do you even say? Some say, oh, lose weight, but it is going to be really difficult with this guy. Mostly because of his mental issues. The mental hurdles he needs to overcome to lose weight are harder, a lot more difficult than just hitting the gym. I was talking to a member about this the other day. It is definitely the mental aspect that is harder, but that member is like 21 years old. When you are Heat's age, the mental hurdles will be a lot worse. Many people who are not in Heat's situation might want to judge him, but seriously, finding yourself in that situation is a lot easier than most people think.
At this point in my life, I'm ready to give up, and I am ready to truly just crash out. Everything that I ever wanted in this realm, I never got. Everything that I ever, any connection that I made, it fell apart. It fell apart. didn't kick me out. Really? What? Really? You didn't get my motherfucking bottle. What do I say, really? What? Be honest, Dad. I paid for that bottle. Did I not? Did I really create so much chaos that I can't drink that bottle? Did I really create so much chaos I can't drink that bottle?
He drives home. His father sees him with beer again. They had this argument only a few days ago, where his father caught him drinking and took his booze from him. That's why he's like, really? You doing this again? On a Friday morning at 7 a.m.? Tough, man.
I can't drink the bottle that I paid for? That you
this
took
is
from
about
me.
A bottle.
What is it about?
This isn't about a bottle, Steve.
What is it about, Dad?
It's about you having a problem with this alcohol shit. That's what it's about. Why? Let's say,
you want to have the conversation you ran away from?
What is that gonna solve, Steve? What is it gonna solve? Come on. Be honest. What are you hiding from? What are you running from?
He's so clueless about his 35-year-old stay-at-home son. What are you running from? What are you hiding from? Such an oofy-doofy man. Wonder what he's running from. What could be the reason that he's getting wasted at 7 a.m. on a Friday morning? The father of the year right there.
That's you're finding in the alpha.
Dad.
I don't know. I'm curious.
Dad.
That's a tremendous amount of alcohol.
This is a tremendous amount of alcohol, right? But you took my bottle that I paid for, right? Let's just be honest.
I'll give you that bottle back, Steve. If that's what you really want, I'll give you
Let's
that
get
bottle
the bottle.
Back. I don't know where it's at right now, but later on, after you drink
I love
that,
you, Dad.
You drink that. You drink it all, Steve. But that's the last time. No,
you
don't
kick me out, Dad.
No, you already are. You're already kicked out.
Yeah, I want to be kicked out.
You're kicked out.
That's
As
good.
A matter of fact, why don't we do this? Why don't you take that, put it in your car, get your stuff, put it in your car, and go. Find somewhere else to live.
Okay.
And now he's kicked out too. This is just brutal, man. I mean, you could kind of see it coming before. If you were watching his previous streams, his dad was saying stuff like, oh, dude, I just want you to explore the world. Explore the world, brother. You should have told him this nearly 2 decades ago. 2 decades ago, brother. His dad was like, I want you to spread your wings and fly. But you never taught him to fly. You clipped his wings and now you are pushing him off the nest.
Okay, do that. So here, let me help you.
All right, let's go.
Go ahead. Go get your stuff.
All right.
Go start packing your stuff.
All right.
Pack it down. Put it in some bottles and bags or whatever you want. We'll get it in your car, and then you can just leave.
All right.
Okay? So go ahead.
All right.
Go pack your stuff.
Well, I don't need to pack ones. I'll just leave. And then I'll come back.
Well, I don't. That's just it. If you do that, we'll pack your stuff, and we'll put it out, and you tell us where to take it.
Yeah.
We'll drop it off. Okay.
I'm done, Dad. I'm not going to.
You are done. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm absolutely. Right. I agree. 100%.
He is like, if I just leave now without picking anything, then I'm going to come back hours later. He will cool off by then. He will forget about kicking me off. But his dad says, oh, we are just going to pack your stuff for you. Then it hits it. Oh, shit. He's actually serious this time. This is brutal, bro.
We don't have a conversation.
We just did.
Want to have a conversation. Bro, what are you even going to talk about anymore? He wants you out.
But you control the conversation. You never let me tell you anything.
What is there to say? You told me what you want to do. You said you're leaving. You're leaving.
Dad. You know I've always loved you. And I always said, man, yeah. My dad, he could live out his aura. My father. But you were going to understand this, Dad.
I won't.
Everyone else, all these other poor little souls, they won't understand this, but you'll understand this.
Okay.
My entire life, I always said my dad could live out his aura as much as you want with complete freedom. It's never going to be a problem with
you. So I can't go to work today. I know that.
Okay. No.
No? Okay.
Why?
Because I'm not going to let this happen in the house. You're leaving.
I'll leave then, Dad.
Here, I'll take
So you this. Control the narrative, Dad. Come on.
No.
Well, you give me my bottle then, too, then.
Yeah, I'll give you everything, Steve. As long as you leave, I'm good. Back good. To stuff.
I don't give a fuck, man. Fuck this life.
Boruto, man. This is tough. This is why you don't want to live under the safety net of your parents for too long. It is a double-edged sword, honestly, if you are below average looking, but honestly, I am glad that I didn't drop out of college. I didn't give in to depression during those years. Because sometimes giving up is easier, bro. I considered it myself. Considered dropping out myself. Just to go live with my parents. This is why you don't do it. You go try to get something going on for yourself. Live on your own. Because sure, enable your parents, like, they might give you some comfort for some time, but eventually they will have it with you. They will get tired of your shit. And look at his situation at age 35. He can't even drink in the house, scared of getting kicked out. You want to live like that? I mean, parents have a blind spot for their children. They might think that they are doing the right thing by sheltering and enabling you, but they are setting you up for failures.
Yeah, you want to see a motherfucking crash out? You gotta realize, man, you think I give a fuck about this round?
So he packs his stuff and leaves. At this point, he's a bit emotional with the impact of alcohol. I mean, they probably have gone through this before. I really doubt this is the first time they told him to get out, leave the house, but yeah. Overall, the general situation ain't pretty.
But these spiritual gifts were curtailed. They were never expounded upon. They were never allowed to grow. They were cut short. My spiritual gifts were cut short. They were curtailed by my father, by my mother. So I never got to grow.
I agree. His family is at fault. He's right regarding that. He couldn't get to grow properly. But I am not sure if he understands why. They were bad parents. He probably thinks that it has to do with some spirituality stuff. But still, he's right. If only we knew more. If we knew more about his family dynamics, we would see how many serious mistakes his father made raising him. His father and or mother. I can't say for sure which one played a bigger role in enabling him. It could be his dad, it could be his mom, but nevertheless, he should have never gotten to that point, physically and mentally. His obesity is just a reflection of his mind. Alcohol is a dangerous trap, guys. You need to be careful with that.
And then when I came out fucked up, you tried to give me alcohol and weed. When I came out fucked up, you try to give me alcohol and weed, thinking that that's gonna fix everything.
This makes a lot of sense, honestly. Predicting 8 o'clock at 7:30, once again. His parents tried to give him alcohol and weed. This is a brutal family pill, bro. This is why I say not everybody should be a parent. Why I say there should be a parental license. I feel for Heed, man, because I genuinely believe it is not his fault, but his parents. Bro, you got your own son hooked on alcohol, weed, and junk food. And now he's a mess at 35. On top of that, when he just wanna drown his sorrows in alcohol, you try to kick him out. Oh, Steve, I just want you to explore the world, dude. You're gonna explore, bro. Such a clueless boomer dad, man. Family or enemy? You tell me. You tell me, guys. Imagine, bro, you not only don't teach your cub how to fly, but you clip his wings before pushing him off the nest, just to make sure he doesn't fly by chance. The father of the year, man. You can see his dad's behavior in other videos as well. You can tell, he just wanna push him off the nest.
Let me ask you this.
We'll take care of your dad, man.
No, I understand. I understand. Do you feel you're ready to explore your life?
Are you ready to explore life? Brother, he's 35. Don't you think you are a bit too late as a parent to ask that question? I mean, I understand he's trying to give a message. This is just a veiled way of saying, just leave this house. But still, if you are the one enabling him, putting him on weed and alcohol, you can't complain, bro. You can't.
Thanks to you. Thanks to you, Dad, I was able to have isolation. And I explored myself, and I thank you so much for that.
Thanks to you, I was able to have isolation and explore myself. Bro, what are you saying? Thanks, Dad, for ruining my life and condemning me to this life. There is not something to thank for. In some cases, it might be for extreme situations where the kid is born with a disability, serious disability, out of the parents' control. Yes, it might be something to thank for, but in his situation, it ain't. It ain't, bruh. His parents did him more harm than good by enabling him to live in isolation, eat junk food, you know, drink alcohol. They put him on weed. He got to 400 pounds. And now you are telling him to explore life. Brother, this is something you should have thought about 2 decades ago. You can't even blame he didn't succeed here, man. Because you gotta understand, he is the product of his unfortunate upbringing. We can't even blame Heat.
But I realized that
you should have been exploring life.
When I go into the real world, when I explore life, like you just said, that it's a ugly reality. That it's a hard reality.
No, it's not, Steven. It's not. Life is good. It's what you make of it, man. It's how you look at it.
He is such a delusional boomer, Dad. It is actually insane. Oh, it is how you look at it, son. Life is good.
Life is good. It's how you look at it.
A boomer that lived in a different timeline, giving useless advice to his 35-year-old obese stay-at-home son. What are you gonna do? I mean, those diet coppers are right for situations like this. It matters a lot. Diet matters a lot if you are like this. He mentions weed at some point. So when you combine all that three, booze, junk food, weed, this is what you are gonna get. Guys, again, you need to be careful with booze because it's really a slippery slope. We have the example of Mitten Squad. We have the example of Eid. Booze might look like it is helping you numb the pain, but in the long term, it is gonna cause you even more harm. Even more pain.
I have nothing to live for. You understand me?
How can you say that?
I have nothing to live for.
You got your whole life ahead of you, Steve.
More gaslighting from the father of the year. No, he doesn't have his whole life ahead of him. That's a lie. He's 35 with mental scars, with physical scars. When you are 15 years old, 16 years old, you have opportunities. That potential. Potential is what you are at age 16, 17, but age 35, with additional 200 pounds of fat, with his traumas, you know, mental hurdles, he doesn't have his whole life ahead of him. He should have given him that pep talk 20 years ago, not now.
I'm homeless, baby.
But yeah, man, right now I'm just at the Starbucks. I'm at the McDonald's right now, you know, what's up? I'm about to just drink this coffee so I get some caffeine in my system. I'm just gonna drink so I get some caffeine in my system, and then I'm gonna go buy a bottle.
Finally, he gets tired of drinking in the streets and decides to go to a nearby McDonald's.
Coffee? Chug that coffee. Who said I'm weak?
So he keeps doing the same thing at McDonald's. His ramblings are unintelligible at this point and keeps repeating the same lines until he passes out. And here he passes out. He was already drunk when he made it to the McDonald's and still he kept drinking there. He is pissed drunk at this point. After a while, staff notices him, wakes him up, tells him to leave.
Hello? You need to get up, dude. You can't sleep in the restroom. Hello? Come on, dude. Get up. You can't sleep in here.
I also gotta say, I am pleasantly surprised that nobody clocked him here. He should be thankful that this is some small town in Idaho, so he could get away without getting knocked out. You do that in some other place, you know, attacking, throwing slurs, you are gonna get clocked. They won't care if you are drunk or not. Luckily for him, this is just small town Idaho. I also feel for the workers, man. Like, people who are just trying to do their jobs for whatever little money they are getting from McDonald's. And now they gotta deal with Heat. I feel for them too, but the worst part for Heat ain't here yet. I was watching this live. Later, after he leaves here, he's gonna get arrested. What a crash out, man. What a generational crash out.
You gotta realize the cops pull me over right now. The cops pull me over. The cops pull me over. The cops, I got pulled over. Yo, listen, I got pulled over by the cops right now. What's up?
That cop pulling him over probably prevented some damage. I mean, Heat was so shit-faced, he could have caused some serious damage.
Hey, how's it going today?
What's going on?
Good, I'm Officer Clark, Twin Falls Police Department. Okay, yeah. So you are pulling into the intersection when the light is still red, and then you just cut off a vehicle making a left-hand turn.
I did.
Okay, and we also got called to McDonald's that you were causing a disturbance and you were drinking alcohol and drunk. Okay, and now you're driving.
So whatever you want to do, Officer Clark?
Officer Clark, yep.
Whatever you want to do, Officer, put the power charges on me.
Okay.
Whatever charge you want to put on me, put on charges.
Okay, so can you step out of the vehicle for me, please? Turn off the car.
Whatever charges you want to put on me, Officer Clark.
Okay. Okay, so we need to do our investigation, okay? And you step out of the vehicle and we're gonna come to the front of my car right here.
Why?
Because I'm asking you to.
You wanna kill me?
I think here Heat wanted him to. As sad as it is, I believe he just wanted him to. He was so checked out mentally, I thought he was gonna do something here to give the cop a proper reason to do just that. Thankfully that didn't happen.
Do I wanna kill you? No.
Shoot my monkey ass.
Why would I do that?
Shoot my monkey ass.
What's your name?
Let me drive off.
No. Hey.
Let me drive off.
Stop.
Get out of the car.
Get out of the car now.
Get out of the car.
Hey.
Get out of the car.
Out of the car.
Don't ball your fist. Get out of the car.
Hey.
Turn around.
Hey.
What are you going to do?
Stop it.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do, bitch? You going to arrest me? God damn it, man. Go ahead and arrest me. You really going to arrest me? Your monkey ass going to arrest me? Why are you going to arrest me?
Right now you're detained.
Wait, hold on. Clark, why are you going to arrest me?
Right now you're detained.
What justifies you to arrest me?
What justifies you to arrest me? That is an insane question. I am not even going to lie. And that's pretty much it. The stream ends after that. He basically does the same thing to the cop, lecturing him about conventional reality. By the way, just so people know, I will cut like probably 99% of the stream because most of it is just him repeating the same 4 or 5 sentences. Oh, conventional reality, karmic debt, you know, spiritual realm. 2 or 3 years ago, I was shitting on everyone and look at me now. Looping this for 4 hours straight, basically. I hope his father took him back in. And Heat, bro, you gotta put the bottle down. You gotta put the bottle down, brother. Alcohol takes a heavy toll on your body. It is gonna make the weight loss journey harder as well. A toll both on your body and mental. You know, he's in a tough predicament at the moment. I hope he recovers, but I wanna emphasize something one last time before I end this video. People don't get that. All it takes is a couple wrong decisions and enabler parents for a person to find himself in this situation. Easier than most people think. This is also why I am telling young guys, making right decisions is a lot more important when you are younger. Lost time is never found again. If you drop out of college, take 2-3 years off to contemplate about life, explore yourself in your room, resort to alcohol and drugs. What is going to happen is you are going to blink and you are going to find yourself stuck in a hole you can't get out of. Don't be a free agent in life.